Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you want any scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Ephesians 4:14 tells us that we henceforth be no more children. We need to grow up, tossed to and fro and carried about with the every wind of doctrine by the what? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait. To do what? Well, the Bible tells us to deceive. Folks, you literally, as you all well know, cannot believe a thing unless they tell the truth as they blurt out the truth in their confusion when it comes from the propagandists and their narrative and useful idiots. We already know this, right? I want to give you a parable, if you will, and give it more meaning so you can understand as to how cunning men operate, okay? Because this parable is fantastic in doing just that. The one-eyed doe. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could in the hope of securing herself greater safety. She turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament: "O wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all, to find this seashore to which I had come for safety, so much more the perilous." Friends, the point is, the enemy is working at every given moment. The enemy is working at every loophole that can walk through and operate through concerning uprooting who we are as a people in this country. That's how Satan and his minions operate. Just look at what their fruit is. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. So does his minions. But what you need to understand, folks, is they're always looking for what you're not giving sight to. Because they go to the other side where you're blind. That's where they shoot. When I cover something, I do my due diligence. And I want to make sure that I can crank or pry the eyes of the people open. And I'm not talking about just one eye, but both eyes. And if you have a bad eye, or you have a bad ear, I want to speak louder and I want to show you clear, not in that order, as to what is happening in your country. I just caught this yesterday, and this is what's happening in Washington, D.C. after an individual was sentenced for 7 years concerning January 6th. What I've said, this family member comes in right behind me to reaffirm and confirm those things that we already told you. I want you to listen as to who she points her finger at and who the responsible party is concerning January 6th. You ready for this?
What this is political persecution. We are patriots. God was a patriot that day. So consider he will always be a patriot. a man of integrity, and he went that day because the United States is the last great stand we have. And if we allow our country to keep being driven into the ground by the corrupt, evil politicians here in this city, then one day at your kitchen table, FBI is going to come in and tell you that you stood up at the school board meeting and you are now a domestic terrorist.
Did you hear that? I just wanted to make sure that you understood that this woman, whose husband, Guy Refritz, was just sentenced to 7 years for merely showing up at the Capitol on January 6th. She told you who the criminals were. She told you that it is corrupt politicians that are the criminals. These are the ones that are being used to create domestic terrorists. She just told you that. And then she gave you a parable about going to a school board meeting and then having the FBI come to your door. She's giving this in parallel to the things that have already taken place in your country, friends. She's telling you that they've already done this. Now, when I go back over to Amos 6:3, I just want to show you how prophetically and scripturally accurate the Lord has been through this ministry concerning this very topic. When you look at Amos 6:3, what does it tell us? Exactly what this woman just said. Amos 6:3 tells us, "You that put far away the evil day, you are those that say it will never happen here, or you're one of those that say there's nothing we can do about it, or there's nothing I want to do about it. I'm just going to go give my life the best that I can, the years and time that I can, because my kids are going to have to eat the pill. You're the worst of men." This scripture applies to you. Because it's just a matter of time before what this woman prophesied concerning Amos 6:3 comes to pass. Let me finish that scripture. "You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near." How many times have we covered that scripture over the last 2.5-3 years? Let me give you a different version. "You that put off the day of disaster, you are the ones that bring a reign of terror." Americans are allowing the corrupt politicians to incriminate them, to blame them for crimes that they are not guilty of. And this woman at the end of this interview says, "I'm going back to Texas." She says, "H-E double hockey sticks to the rest of you." See, these politicians, friends, are the ones that are creating domestic insurrection. These politicians in D.C. are the ones that are keeping January 6th alive. And the only way that they can keep it alive is in the minds of those that don't really care. Those that are saying it's way out there, it'll never happen to us. Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. You are the ones that bring nigh terror to your front door. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, when we get back on the other side of this, I want to show you creating domestic terrorists. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is, did you see who was profiting from the latest crisis? I'm going to give you three crises, the last crises that were created, and I'm going to show you who's profiting from them. I'm going to show you who's profiting from those created crises at every given step. Because, folks, to say that they're profiting is an understatement. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, check it out. Live feed on social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to give us a call, stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We will be right back on the other side of this short break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. Now, folks, I want to get right to this. I find that I've got so much information that I try to jam it in as quick as I can. I want to take a step back just a little bit. I want to play this concerning what I was doing in segueing for this point as of what took place on January 6th and what that family is now going through, because the American people are allowing a corrupt system to prosecute them for the crimes that they themselves have created. Yes, that's exactly what's going on. You're adding strength to tyranny by giving them a pass, by throwing innocent patriots, which, by the way, Webster's 1828 means to uphold dying laws. You're allowing and adding strength to tyranny by allowing these criminal politicians and judges to create you out to be domestic terrorists. You gotta slow your roll and shut off the lying mainstream media. And yes, that includes Fox News, friends. The bottom line is, friends, it was orchestrated, it was engineered from A to Z. I'm going to show it to you, and you are going to hear it even now. Check this out, folks. Creating domestic terrorists. For your own sakes, don't let this go. The people were enticed, entrapped, attacked, and then accused. It was just what was needed. Have you ever noticed, and I'm sure that you have, that when it comes to what corrupt government needs, somehow or another, it gets what it wants, or should I say, what it is that they ordered up? I'm referring to the crisis needed to push forth their agendas. The crisis that I'm referring to is what has been repeated time and time again by corrupt politicians. And I quote, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." Why the need for crisis?
crisis furthers the advancement of the agenda and that of the corrupt. As well, it gives them more control over the people that it's used against. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines the word crisis: the decisive state of things or the point of time when an affair is arrived to its height and must soon terminate or suffer a material change. There is no better people to help create the needed crisis and giving them more control in the minds of the American people than creating a domestic terrorist. Before we get this information out, do remember that Joseph Mengele, Adolf Hitler's murderous henchman that was called the Angel of Death, said, "The more that we do to you, the less that you believe that it is us doing it to you." Friends, history teaches us that Hitler was known for sending in his brown shirts to create the crisis while publicly playing the problem solver. Again, this gave him the control that he was looking for to further his agenda in wielding more control over his subjects. Adolf Hitler needed enemies, so he created them. Remember, he did just that with the help of his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. In America today, we are seeing much of that same pattern. Let's take the January 6th Capitol insurrection event, for example. It was reported that Joe Biden won 80 million votes, which put him in the People's White House. And regardless of the facts, the mainstream media continued to browbeat the people into believing that there was a majority support for Joe Biden. Though, in fact, literally no one was showing up to his rallies, and his Twitter account, in fact, was completely found to be fake.
Not much to see. I'll step out of the way. But it's kind of boring out here. So it's not your typical presidential campaign event. We don't see people rallying outside. We don't see signs or really much of what's going on. And I'm told by one of the Biden staffers, local staffers, is that they...
And no one's showing up, folks.
All this information available to the public, the corrupt mainstream media still pushed forward. What do the powers that are tolerated by the American people do? Well, they take the military, our grandpas, our dads, our uncles, brothers, friends, and or our neighbors to fortify good old treasonous Joe Biden against the 80 million people that allegedly voted him in. Was that enough? No, not at all. Not even close. They then engineered January 6th, the day of insurrection. The Patriots took to a day of protest against this treasonous fraud, in which they have every right given by God in doing so, who resides in the White House by lawfully going to Washington, D.C. Once they were there, they were then enticed by Donald Trump to be led by the FBI insiders into the Capitol to then entrap and attack them by the D.C. police. The innocent were then accused of what it is that the criminals were in fact guilty of doing. Well, some will ask, Bradley, why did you say that Donald Trump enticed them? Well, because he did. He drew them into Washington, D.C. to let the country know that these people were not going to take this any longer.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to
you got to ask yourself the question why NBC would be broadcasting
down.
This live.
We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Giving him all the airtime he needs.
We're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, and we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have
wow.
to show strength, and you have to be strong.
How many times, I ask, has Trump stated, they're not after me, they're after you? As a matter of fact, Americans are called to be fruit inspectors, so let's do what the word commands and judge him by his fruit. Outlets across the country began to report Trump's failed coup. Okay, then, if Trump was part of the failed coup, then why is he not sitting behind bars right now? I want you to think, Americans, after all that was said and done, who was it that was blamed? The law-abiding citizens. That's who. Again, think. Oh, it didn't stop there. Eight witnesses have now died before being heard in court. And of course, and right on cue, the mainstream media equates theorists to anyone that questions their lying narratives. Furthermore, more than 874 people have been charged for what video evidence shows is the contrary when it comes to whom the guilty party is. There is this continual questioning of whom it is that is responsible for these created crises, except when the mainstream media is involved in helping the cover-ups. They always have their objective known, that is until the eye and ear witnesses and or victims begin to talk. Of course, when it comes to the witnesses, they are then censored, demonized, and or silenced. Yet if Americans would pull the curtain back and contemplate that of Ruby Ridge, the Branch Davidians, Columbine, September 11th, Mandalay Bay, etc., they would see the fingerprints of paid provocateurs as well as federal agencies all over every one of these incidents. In conclusion, after all is said and done, who is painted in the minds of the American people as the domestic terrorists? The corrupt politicians who are responsible for orchestrating the crimes with the help of the mainstream media that drives the narrative and helping cover up for the guilty, or the innocent people that were set up in meeting their political objectives? With all of the information that has been divulged to the public concerning January 6th, not one politician or agency has been called into question for the events that took place that day. Not a one. So, again, there you have it. That is what happened, and that is what is taking place right now. The righteous are being incriminated by those that created the crisis. And I finished playing that out because yesterday I did not get the time to do so. Isn't it amazing that silence in the face of evil is evil itself? What you just seen and what you just heard, you know to be true. 9 out of every 10 people know what I just said, if not 10 out of 10, know all the well what I just got done sharing and putting together for you is absolutely true. But is it not to those that just go along to get along because they don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers? Is it not true that silence in the face of evil is evil itself? That you have now become an accomplice to the crime through your silence? Because it's true what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He said, God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. He said, not to act is to act. And I'm going to put that up against James 2:14 through 26. Faith without works is dead. Period. Faith without works is dead. How is it that so many people across this country know the truth of the matter, and yet they remain silent in the face of their oppressors? Well, Dietrich was right. It's evil within itself. You're considered as an accomplice before a just and a holy God, and you will answer for what you don't do and what it is that you do do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
High fives and handshakes continue at the White House as the United States added 528,000 jobs in July, that number far exceeding industry analysts' expectations. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, adding,
"When I look at this report, we've recovered almost every single job that we've lost or was what people were laid off during the pandemic."
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The unemployment rate also falling to 3.5%, the lowest since the pandemic struck in early 2020. Despite two COVID shots and two boosters, President Biden continues to test positive for COVID-19. The president's doctor, although not meeting with the media, sending out a memo saying Biden's cough has almost completely resolved and his vital signs remain normal. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in more hot water over her trip to Taiwan.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing unannounced sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's internal affairs. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States is engaged in talks with Russia to bring WNBA player Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan home after they were imprisoned. Paul's brother David contemplates the Biden administration's offering dangerous people such as Victor Boot, who's also known as the Merchant of Death, to bring his brother and Griner home.
I'm confident that the U.S. administration, the president, has advisors in many parts of the government who will have talked through this, and I think that they will make the best judgment for the American people. So if they're willing to make that choice, then I would absolutely support it.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wow, I got to show you something if you're on social media platforms. Namely, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. This is a picture of Brittany Griner. Okay, that's going across social media platforms right now. And when I seen this yesterday, this is a picture from Phoenix, Arizona. This is Brittany Griner with his shirt off, playing basketball, and it's clearly a boy. Okay, I'm just showing you, and I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, and I'm conveying to you, listeners, as to what I am seeing. Okay, so yesterday when I heard it talk, I said to myself, that is not a girl. And so if you look at the screen, you'll see clearly the tattoos are perfectly aligned with that picture. And you can also see his upper chest. And I'm telling you, folks, from what I have in front of me right now, and I can stand corrected if someone can prove otherwise, but as I'm looking at these pictures, I'm telling you, that is not a girl. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing right now, and I want you to listen to her for a moment, okay? Bradley, that's confusing, him, her. I'm just saying that, here, I'll leave it up to you. If you want to weigh in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Listen to Brittany Griner. Tell me this is a girl.
Hopefully this one will go a little better.
Oh, no, this one will definitely go better. Yeah, no, you helped me out a lot. I remember you gave me really good tips and everything, so.
Good, okay, so.
Okay, so, wait a second. So, You just heard his voice. I played this morning for a family member, and I didn't pull up the screen, and I said, is this a boy or is this a girl? That's all I asked, okay? And again, let me go back to this because I want you to see it for yourself. And you decide, rather than me forming opinions for you, you tell me, is this a girl or is this a guy?
Let's talk about the incident and kind of go through everything that happened.
Listen to Brittany.
So you're serving a 3-game suspension. What happened that kind of escalated the play and kind of led to that fight?
There's a lot that kind of led to it. The 2 games before when she was in Connecticut.
That is not the voice of a woman, folks. That is not the body of a woman.
A little bit more in the non-basketball way. And it resulted, I believe, I know I got a tech. I believe we got a double tech.
So what are your thoughts?
Could be wrong.
That's exactly what I
said. Second game, we went back
out. That's exactly what I said. That is a man's voice.
I talked to one of the refs, and she checks in. Hey,
this is Brittany Griner. They want to sell you him as a woman. Now, again, I can stand corrected on this, but I'll tell you what. When I heard him talk yesterday, I said, that is not the voice of a woman. That is not the body of a woman. Say what you will, but do your due diligence before you stick both feet in your mouth, folks, because I'm telling you, we're way off here. We're way off here. And this is another prime example of them designing confusion. And we're confused in this country because we have left off the Lord and we have sinned before the Lord, Daniel 9:7. And this is another prime example. If you do your due diligence, friends, there's a lot of men out there that are women that you know publicly as men. They are women and vice versa. And yesterday I brought up the point that Michelle Obama, on 3 different occasions, Barack called Michelle Michael on 3 public outings. Okay, so this isn't something I'm just creating. I'm just saying we need to think. And we all know that the famous comedian said that everybody knows that Michelle is transgender while Obama was in office, and within a week she was dead. And it's just craziness. And then Michelle Obama comes out with a book called Coming Out. Recently, somebody died in Michelle Obama's family, and on the birth certificate, it said Michael. So, folks, this is all confusion by design. That's what this is, okay? So, aside of that, and I'll do my best during the break to find Barack saying that of him so you can hear for yourself. But, again, it's happened several times. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you, because there's 3 points that I want to make, and these are the most recent incidents concerning crisis that have taken place in our country. Folks, if you pay attention to who is profiting from crisis, you're going to look behind and find as to who is behind the crisis. What's the pill in the jam? Well, the pill in the jam is always found when you see who's profiting from the pill in the jam, the crisis. They create the crisis, then they profit from it, right? And one of the first things that we noticed after the pandemic was coming to an end is that the medical industry, as well as Big Pharma, just an example, had cashed in on the ignorance of the American people. Here, if you're on social media platforms, Pfizer reaps mega blockbuster COVID-19 sales. CEO doesn't see virus going away for foreseeable future. Of course not, because of the profits that they're making off the ignorance of the people. I also want you to think about this. Where did the money come from to keep Big Pharma in business? Let me ask you another question, because I'm going to give you the answer as well. Where did the government constitutionally steal away taxpayers' money to go to Big Pharma and buy these experimental jabs? They stole the money. Government representatives, as you know them, stole the money from taxpayers and went to Big Pharma and bought vaccines from their corporate buddies. This is theft at the highest level. Now, I want you to think about this. Not only did they aggrandize their wealth in an incredible degree concerning the pandemic, but also keep in mind that there was payouts to the politicians from Big Pharma as the pandemic began to come to a halt. Do you see what they did? Corrupt politicians stole taxpayer money. They went to their corporate friends in Big Pharma and the medical industry. They used totalitarian methods. They used the governors to attack small business and attack anybody that wouldn't go along with the propaganda in hopes that they could drive you to the hospital to get to one of their vaccinations. Everybody was paid except the American people. The American people were robbed, and corrupt politicians and CEOs for Big Pharma made big buku bucks off the pandemic. And now they're saying that there is no foreseeable end to these pandemics. Of course not. They got away with it, and they're going to do it again. They got away with it, and they're going to do it again. I mean, that's insanity. But folks, did you see who is profiting from the pandemic? Who is profiting? The CEOs from Big Pharma. And politicians were given money after and during the pandemic. And keep in mind, many of the politicians, I highlighted during the pandemic, the good guys in government that had actually bought stock into, for example, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, the list goes on, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. There was a list of 34 of them that were the good guys, sold you as the good guys, that actually bought stock into Big Pharma during the pandemic. And in some cases, the year before the pandemic. So they already knew what was coming concerning the pandemic. So they cashed in on you. Now, I want you to keep in mind, the people that are sold to you as the good guys were the ones that were buying stock into that of Pfizer, that of AstraZeneca, and the list goes on. As of going, just to prove this point, going back into 2022, which we're in right now, it's interesting that in February, their profits were at $44.4 billion alone. That was just Pfizer. Politicians stole your money. And keep in mind, the Big Pharma, many of them were going out of business. Okay? And just in time, before you knew it, friends, they're back in business making huge profits. Huge profits. Just to take it a step further and a little bit of a side note to the same point, it's also interesting to note that they have a slush fund for all the people now that are making claims of their said vaccine injuries. Okay? So this is very telling as to what is in fact happening in the United States of America. We're talking about, did you see who was profiting from the latest crisis? Pay attention to who is profiting from the crisis, and there you will find as to who is behind the crisis. It's that simple. This is one of the oldest tricks in the books when it comes to dictators. And look how they did it. And they're going to do their best to keep it alive every step of the way. I'm leading up to something, friends. It's brand new. I tipped into it just a little bit yesterday, but it gets worse. Okay? This is called fraud. It's extortion. It's theft at every level. At every level. Look at how they paid. Look at how they profited off the American people's tax dollars. Hey, Americans, I got one question for you before I get to my next point. Did you give the government delegated authority to steal away your tax dollars to pay off their buddies in Big Pharma and Western Medicine? Absolutely not. But they did it. And just think about it. After Big Pharma made all the profits, they then gave them a little kickback as well concerning their political buddies. So they can do it to you all over again. Are you catching on yet? Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You gotta think the way that I think for a moment, okay? Compartmentalize it on different plateaus. Just put this up on the shelf for a moment. I just wanted to show you Obama, just so I can prove the point, and you can hear directly from his own mouth, him calling his wife, Michael, okay? Check this out. I'm trying to check it out, right? Here we go.
Most of all, Admiral Mueller, Deborah. Michael and I also want to...
You heard it. Michael and I.
Your son Jack, who's deployed today.
Okay, you just heard it.
Admiral Mueller, Deborah. Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
Nobody made it up. Came right out of his criminal
all
mouth.
You have performed extraordinary service to our country.
Mr. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. I should do very well because I don't choke.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so they knew in Hollywood, but the American people played stupid to the Obamas, the guy that couldn't tell the truth. And, you know, for anybody questioning his status as an American citizen, being born in America, shame on you for not calling him out for the obvious, because everything that he did during his criminal administration, by the way, Donald Trump had the authority to undo everything that Barack Obama did. What did Obama do? He violated that. He transgressed the Constitution. He gave you the finger over 1,168 times. But Americans, you already knew he said he wanted to fundamentally change or transform America. So it should come as no surprise that he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Okay? Now, I want you to see this, because what I did is I just asked Google, who pays for all the vaccines? Okay? COVID-19 vaccines are available for everyone ages 6 months and older at no cost. Right? 6 months and older. Vaccines were paid for with taxpayer dollars. Well, then where are all their profits coming from, friends? You just got to ask that simple question. Why is CDC making billions of dollars? Why is what's happening concerning the pandemic today, how come they didn't get away with it back in 1973 when nearly less than 100 people died from those experimental jabs? And they were under investigation. And for those that didn't know, Congress knew all the well as to what was going on with the CDC and how corrupt they were, because a couple CEOs from the inside circle of the CDC came out in 2015 and told Congress that they must be investigated. Did they investigate them? Nope. They tried to incriminate anybody that didn't go along with them. They tried to give the CDC administrative power, which is completely illegal. It's unconstitutional. Okay? That's what happened. And that's what's happening. Friends, do you see who's profiting from the latest crises? And if you want to know who's profiting from them, or if you want to know who created the crisis, just look who's profiting from them. I highlighted this probably about a month ago. Isn't it interesting how gas prices are skyrocketing right now? What are they doing? They're merely driving you to buy electric cars. Oh, that's not true? Really? Think, Americans. Tesla sales skyrocket up to 250%, 256% over all U.S. auto sales down. If people would only think, they don't believe the media until the media says something new. And then they act on what they say they don't believe. That is just ignorance to the utmost. Well, what's going on with the profits concerning the oil business? Why are gas prices way up? Folks, it's completely what's happening here. Let me do this. I'll just let you see for yourself and listen for yourself concerning what we're dealing with at the pumps. It's called gouging. It's illegal.
Anger. Oil and gas companies under fire tonight as multi-billion dollar profits are coming to light.
Whoa. Wait a second. Did I just hear her say multi-billion dollar profits are being made in the oil business? That is what she said. That's what she said, Americans. Did you hear that? Exxon, Chevron, Shell, and BP were among a group of 24 that resisted calls to increase production but doled out shareholder dividends. They're paying off their political friends for the things that are being done right now. The largest oil and gas companies made a combined. I hope you're sitting down for this. So when you go to the gas pump, the lies that are being told to you about why gas prices are so high, that's all you have to do is put in parallel. Well, then why is it the profit margin concerning your dividends and or your profits concerning gas prices are so high? See what they're doing, friends? Let me say it this way. They're profiting off of the ignorance of the American people once again. You were too easy on this last pandemic, Americans. You were too easy on the electric car sales. And right on cue, what did the American people do? We were in California a couple months ago. Folks, I couldn't believe how many electric cars I seen on the road. And I looked over at my wife and I said, well, right on cue. And the people respond, yep, right, Americans, you're too easy for the bad guys. Exxon, Chevron, Shell, BP. The largest oil and gas companies made a combined, are you ready for this? They have made $174 billion in profits in the first 9 months of the year as gasoline prices climbed in the U.S., according to a brand new report. Now, are you ready for this? The report that I'm highlighting right now is 7 months old. Have gas prices gone down? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why haven't they gone down? Because they know that the people are already going along with it. Again, you're too easy, Americans. Here, let me give you this report to the time that we have left, just to prove the point. Are people angry? Yeah, they're angry. But why is it that the politicians that are a part of this scandal towards the people, the constituents that they're supposed to serve, why is it that they're still in office? There's the problem.
Anger, oil and gas companies under fire tonight as multi-billion dollar profits are coming to light.
And among multi-million dollar profits.
Former Labor Secretary of the U.S., our business and tech reporter Scott Budman brings us his view along with that of an oil company executive. Scott.
Yeah, Janelle, you're talking about Secretary Robert Reich, now a UC Berkeley professor who says oil companies are just flat out bringing in too much money at the expense of consumers.
With gas prices perched at record highs, you can hear the frustration.
Check this out. I'm going to show you how I afforded this car.
Okay, so folks, again, what they did is they had to put their little thing in there. And isn't it interesting? None of this is being censored concerning their agenda. None of it. Here, listen to this.
You can also hear
I want to just play that back.
High. Expensive.
It's ridiculous out here.
It's really expensive. It's going up high.
You can also hear people, both commuters and former government officials, criticizing oil companies.
Americans are paying too much. Companies are getting too profitable.
That's former
facts.
Labor Secretary Robert Reich speaking on our 7 o'clock news Tuesday night about rising oil company profits. Profits he calls excessive.
If these were companies in strict competition with each other, they would not be raising the prices. The fact is that they don't have to worry about competition. They're raising prices because they are so dominant in their industry.
Okay, so the point is, friends, we got less than a minute left. And why is it that they don't have to compete anymore? Because your politicians are now working for these companies, and they've been doing so for decades in this country. Now they're doing it with the mask off and showing you who they really are. They're giving their corporate buddies, they're paying off their corporate buddies for all of the things and favors that have been, produced by the corrupt within. Put that up against Luke 22:48. Again, friends, I'm here to tell you what's already being told to you. I'm pointing my finger back at the law, both in the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, and I am showing you, friends, right now that you are being duped by ill-designing men. Why are they still in office? Article 2, Section 4 tells us in the Constitution that we can impeach them for lying once for the smallest of infractions, and it tells us that we are to, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, prosecute them after impeachment. Until that message is sent by the American people, this is going to continue on and on and on and on again. Folks, we love you by what we do. That's why we're telling you the truth. Again, holding to the Word and the U.S. Constitution, because the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Let's wake up and not be like the one-eyed doe.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.